Okay, well, what do you want me to sing?
All your best stuff.
Symphony do that.
Boxcar Willie.
Anyway.
Boxcar Willie.
Boxcar.
The song about with or without.
The song about with or without. The fourth time you heard it, say, what's happening?
In the universe, song of love with words of hope. I never do it in that key. It's a song for the poor young woman. It's a song for the rich old man. For the black and the white and the people in between. We will sing it whenever we can. We will sing it whenever we can. We will sing it whenever we can. Somewhere in the universe, there is a song.
My part, but one of the things I never do in concerts, I never sing alone for the whole concert, so why don't you get used to singing with me? This is also a song where you can make some rhythm while you're singing if you just feel inclined to start getting into it a little bit. So if you happen to bring a rhythm instrument with you tonight, this is the time to take it out. Get going, okay? Second verse is real similar to the first, couple word changes. Somewhere in the universe, there is a place. A sacred ground, somewhere in the universe, a place where truth can still be found. Here we go. Somewhere in the universe, there's a place, there is a place, a sacred ground. Somewhere in the universe, a place where truth, a place where truth can still be found. It's a place for the poor young. It's a place for the rich old man, for the black and the white, for the black and the white, and the people in between, and we will go there whenever we can. Let's go there. We will go there whenever we can. We will go there whenever we can. Somewhere in the universe, there is a place, there is a place. Just with the rhythm, here we go. Sing a couple of my favorite songs, a couple of my songs, but I don't know, I'd like to sing a few other songs too, so you get a little bit of an idea of some other stuff I like to sing and some other interests that I connect, not only my interest in sort of growth as a male and that kind of stuff too. So I'd like to sing a song that comes from a man named Reuben Blades. He's a Panamanian singer, and he just recently came out with his first English album called Nothing But the Truth is the first English language album. And this is a song called In Salvador. I'm going to do an a cappella because the chord fingers are difficult. Better cross yourself before you leave your home. Don't forget to carry your ID. Anytime you walk the streets in Salvador, you can't tell what kind of eyes you'll meet. 'Cause when night comes, they'll hunt you down. They'll take your life and leave you to be found. No one can protect your life in Salvador. Judges that condemn you have no names. Could it be the gentleman who lives next door? Or the guy who rides with you to work? Death squad men can walk and sing the way you do. They can tell a joke and smile at girls. Men who kill have heroes that play soccer too. And they argue with their kids about the world. But when night comes, they'll hunt you down. And then go home and sleep next to their gun. No one can protect your life in Salvador. Judges that condemn you have no names. Could it be the gentleman who lives next door? Or the guy who goes with you to work? In a country where all faces look the same, fear's the poker game that runs the town. When your best friend disappears, who's to be blamed? You think they know in Rome what's going on? Think the Pope knows? That when night comes, they hunt us down, they take our lives and leave us to be found in Salvador. Wolfman, come out tonight and show the moon our head is covered with blood. No one can protect your life in Salvador. De colores se visten los campos en la primavera. De colores son los pajaritos que vienen de fuera. De colores es el arco iris que vemos lucir. Y por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores me gustan a mí. Y por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores me gustan a mí. Canta el gallo con el kiri 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 kiri.
Is that the chicken? The rooster. The rooster, huh? Now's the hen.
La gallina, la gallina con el cara, 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 cara.
Los
polluelos, los polluelos con el pío, 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 the little chickies. Y por eso los grandes amores de muchos por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores me gustan a mí. Okay, everybody, here we go. At least you can do the de colores part. De colores, de colores se visten los campos en la primavera. De colores, de colores son los pajaritos que vienen de afuera. De colores, de colores es el arco iris que vemos lucir. Y por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores me gustan a mí. Y por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores me gustan a mí. I kind of got these songs listed in pairs tonight for some reason. They came up in the... What?
Pithy pairs.
Pithy pairs. Yeah, that's kind of why I did put them in pairs, actually. It's just a little more pithy sometimes when you contrast them. This song by Bob Blue goes like this. If I can remember all the words, this would be great. When Erica Levine was 7 and a half, up to the doorstep Jason Medcalf. And he said, will you marry me, Erica Levine? And Erica Levine said, what do you mean? Well, my mother and my father said a fella ought to marry. And my father said his brother, who is my Uncle Larry, never married. And he said, Uncle Larry is a dope. So, will you marry me, said Erica, nope. My piano teacher's smart and she never had to marry. And your father may be right about your Uncle Larry, but not being married isn't what made him a dope. Don't ask me again, cause my answer is nope. When Erica Levine was 17, she went to the prom with Joel Bernstein. And they danced by the light of the sparkling Bobby sock, cause the theme of the prom was the history of rock. And on the way home, Joel kissed her at the door. And he said, do you know what that kiss is for? And she said, no, I don't, but you kiss just fine. And he said, what it means is that you are mine. And she said, no, I'm not, and she rushed inside. On the way home, Joel Bernstein cried. Well, she cried too, and then wrote a letter to Ms. saying, this much I know, I am mine, not his. When Erica Levine was 23, her lover said, Erica, marry me. This relationship is answering a basic need, and I'd like to have it legally guaranteed. For without your precious love, I would surely die. So why do we make it legal, said Erica? Why? Basic needs at your age should be met by you. I'm your lover, not your mother. Let's be careful what we do. If I should ever marry, I would marry to grow. Not for tradition or protection or possession, no. I love you, but your needs are a very different issue. Then he cried, and Erica handed him a tissue. When Erica was 30, she was talking with Lou, discussing and deciding what they wanted to do. When we marry, should we live at your place or mine? Mine is rent controlled and yours is on the bus line. Well, they argued and they fought and they finally didn't care. Then they joined a small cooperative near Matthews Square. Their wedding was a simple one, they wanted it that way. And they thought a lot about the things that they would choose to say. I will live with you and love you, but I'll never call you mine. Then the judge pronounced them married and everyone had wine. And a happy ever afterlife was not the kind they got, but they tended to be happy more often than not. Here's a song I'd like you to sing out. Some of you may know this. It's a real simple chorus, and if you know the words... Love of my life, I am crying. I am not dying. I am dancing, dancing along in the madness. There is no sadness, only a song of the soul. And we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? And we can sing for a long, long time. Why don't you sing? Forgiving, giving shelter. Follow your heart, love will find you. Truth will unbind you. Sing out a song of the soul and we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? And we can sing for a long, long time. Why don't you sing this song? Why don't you sing along? And we can sing for a long, long time. Come to your life like a warrior. Nothing will bore you. You can be happy. Let the light in. And you can feel you sing out a song of the soul and we'll sing this song. Why don't you sing along? And we can sing for a long, long time. Why don't you sing this song? Why don't you sing Williamson. Okay, heard the term used here. What is it called? Holden? Hectic? What was that term that was used in the workshop? Holden the hectic. I got the Holden hectic or the Holden burnout. Holden hecticness. Holden burnout is what I call it. That's what it sounded like, Holden burnout. Mm-hmm. It's like Holden is so full that if passion is the Lenten theme, I'm burned out on passion right now. I gotta try to regulate my passion. So maybe I should take, actually I'm pretty getting hot. Stay a while. I was cold. That was one of the surprising things when I came to Holden to live here for a year that I thought, oh, this is going to be a blissful retreat. And it is in a sense, but in another sense, it's more intense in a different sort of way than the real world, quote unquote. Anyway, this is the next song I'm going to do is a song that I wrote out when I was feeling the world being too much with me out in Minneapolis where I used to live, and decided to take a walk and try to embrace the more empty and receptive parts of myself and hope that they could be nourished. And found that there's a lot of resistance out there in the world to even when you decide to take a break. Even when you decide yourself that you're going to take a break, other people will try to prevent you. So this is the story of the walk in Powderhorn Park in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Dawn was breaking the dark. Early morning in the park, the birds were all singing away. This walk I was taking, cause bad dreams had shaken my spirit, and I'd awakened dismayed. So I stopped, settled down to a spot on the ground to watch the sun welcome the day. I started feeling at ease from my worries released when a voice from behind me exclaimed, "Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there?" Here I'd been thinking this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Well, I quick turned around to the source of this sound, these unpleasant words to my ear. It was an elderly lady thinking maybe I should be someplace but here. Or is this what she means, that a grown man in blue jeans is probably wasting his time sitting this way at the start of the day, watching the sun start to climb? Haven't you anything, if you know anything about it, do today then sit there? Gotta release it. Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Here I've been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Well, it bothered me some to be treated kind of like a bum, greeted with such rude display. As my feelings grew caustic, my mind was at loss to explain why I sat there this way. So I pondered the facts, can a man ever sit and relax and still know he's okay? Or was I simply a jerk for not being at work at 6:30 a.m. on a Monday? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Here I've been thinking this was the best thing I'd done for a while. So I walked home recovering, called up a brother and said, "Let's play tennis till 10. Our game was so splendid, when we had ended, we promised next Monday we'd do it again. After the match, as I soaked in my bath, thinking, gee, I should get to work soon, I took a sip of my tea, and then I thought of that lady, and I sat there till mid-afternoon. Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Here I've been thinking this was the best thing I'd done for a while. So I just went right on thinking this was the best thing I'd done for a while. All right. I'll do a song for you about my daughter. I was thinking about this concert tonight and realized that something you said, Selby, was something gave myself permission to think, I'm not sure I really do concerts so much. I think taking this idea you said about being a storyteller, I think I'm a storyteller more. And I do it through music, and I don't know, I just kind of set up kind of a story time to have some stories tonight. And this is a story about me and my daughter. When
She was about 8 years old. A time in life where kids are asking those why questions. Why? I don't know. Deep reality questions, the obvious things about life that we're not living the way they could be. And why don't we do that? And this is one of those times. This is called You Can Tell Me. Well, the night is gently falling on the happy times we've had today. I brought your glass of water once again. Before I tuck you in and say goodnight, I love you. Is there anything you'd like to talk about or ask of me, my daughter? You're looking worried. Tell me, what's it all about? Is it something that the kids have said at school? Did they scare you in their ignorance, or did they hurt you in their pride? Did they laugh at you? Did they make you feel the fool? You can tell me. You can tell me. You can tell me. I won't laugh at you. You can tell me. You can tell me. You can tell me. I won't laugh at you. What's that you say? It's not any of the things I've mentioned. They said something else that's got your attention, and you think I'll think you're silly if you say it. I don't think that I will think you're silly. I've heard a lot of silly statements in my time. I expect that I'll be hearing more. So the kids are saying the world will end in 1994, Minneapolis will have a war next year. And you're thinking maybe we could move to England before then, 'cause they've had their war, so they'll not have one again. You can tell me. You can tell me. You can tell me. I won't laugh at you. You can tell me. You can tell me. You can tell me. I won't laugh at you. Now that I'm listening, you want to know if there are really bombs so big that they could kill the people high up on the hill, at the same time folks are dying in the valley. Why the men with guns would come roam the streets where children run and hide in alleys up on roofs, shoot at anything that moves. I don't know what to say when you ask me why there's war. I've never heard a reason I believe in. And if you're feeling frightened, I'm not surprised. Of course, I'll hold you while you go to sleep. Now rest your eyes, you're oh so wise. You can tell me. You can tell me. You can tell me, I won't laugh at you. You can tell me. You can tell me. You can tell me, I won't laugh at you. Song by Fred. small. Some of you may have heard this before. It's called Peace Is. I thought we could work it out with a little clap pattern tonight. We've been doing some rhythm in the men's workshop, and it's been real nice for me, that part of it, just doing rhythms. So let's see if I can get this right. I'll teach you the rhythm, and then we'll, instead of like we usually do, we do the song, and then we put the rhythm over the song. We'll do the rhythm, and then we'll put the song over the rhythm. So let me see if I can get this right. Okay, we do that three times. Okay, let's try that. Okay, so it's like this one. Clap, clap, clap. Okay, we do that three series of those, and then the last one is clap, 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 3, 4, 1, clap, 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 3, 4, 1, clap, clap. Okay, let's try that one. Let's just try that last one. Clap, 2, 3, 4, 1, clap, 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 2, 3, 4, 1, clap. Okay, from the beginning, 2, 3, 4, clap. Two, three, four, one. All right, what do you think? We'll try it with the music. If it doesn't work, we'll learn over again, okay? Okay, let's go right into it. We'll see how it works. Well, I'm going to try it a cappella, so I can challenge myself too here. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Peace is the bread we break. Love it. Is that what I was doing? No. Peace is the bread we break. Love is a river rolling. Life is a chance we take when we make this earth our home. Gonna make this earth our home. Okay, one more, two, two, three, four. Peace is the bread we break. Love is a river rolling. Life is a chance we take when we make this earth our home. Gonna make this earth our home. All right, that's hot. Maybe we'll do it. Maybe we'll do it a cappella so I can do that too. Peace is the bread we break. Love is a river rolling. Life is a chance we take when we make this earth our home. Gonna make this earth our home. Feel the cool breeze blowing through the smoke and the heat. Hear the gentle voices and the marching feet. Sing and call back the fire, draw the missiles down, and we'll call this earth our home. Peace is the bread we break. Love is the river rolling. Life is a chance we take when we make this earth our home. Gonna make this earth our home. And if you can sing too, welcome to sing along, okay? We have known the atom, the power and the pain. We've seen people fall beneath the killing rain. If the mind still reasons and the soul remains, it shall never be again. Peace is the bread we break. Love is a river rolling. Life is a chance we take when we make this earth our home. Gonna make this earth our home. Peace grows like a tiny seed as the acorn grows into the tallest tree. Many years ago, I heard a soldier say, when people want peace, you better get out of the way. Peace is a bread we break. Love is the river rolling. Life is a chance we take when we make this earth our home. Gonna make this earth our home. Gonna make this earth our home. Gonna make this earth our home. All right. Found a new way to do that song. All right. That's not... I I've got a book that I put out about, 3 years ago now? 1987. It's in the fall, I think. Called Growing Up. Mel, you seen that picture before? you could identify that on the street. Oh, I know that. That's Ray McKeever, of course. And I was looking through the book this afternoon when I was thinking about what songs I might be doing tonight. And I came across a song that I don't know if it'll mean a lot to... Actually, it's probably a song that will mean a lot... will mean nothing to a lot of people because they have no association. And I'm a little nervous about doing it because it'll mean a really lot to a few people here. And yet, it's a song that I haven't done since I wrote it back in 1987. And it's also the song that came out of an experience that inspired me to write this book. So I'd like to sing the song and dedicate this evening to the memory of Mary Witt, who I lived here with at Holden Village for a year. And a couple years later, she was killed in a car accident. And I wrote this song after her death. But I also, the inscription in the book here I read too today, and it says, to the memory of Mary Catherine Witt, 1960 to 1987, whose untimely death has prompted me to face some unfinished parts in my own life and to get on with my own creative intentions while I still have the gift of life. And those of you that knew Mary know that I don't have to say any more than that. But I like to sing the song. Actually, it's a song that needs two people to sing it, but I'll sing the chorus, both parts. There's a hiking trail that winds up in the mountain. It's a pathway of peace beneath the pines. It was there we'd run and have our conversation. It was there we prayed peace would come in time. We would run up through the valley near the river, flowing from the mountains past the mine, where the copper and the gold had been the treasures, taken from the earth, made to shine. Precious jewel, I see you running on the mountainside. I see you praying in the rain. And when the sun comes shining on the ocean tide, precious jewel, I'll see you once again. There was a simpleness and an honesty about Mary. I never heard her say what wasn't true. When her heart was heavy from her caring, it was because of what her caring could not do. Her prayers were for the children in South Africa, and she prayed with songs that she had learned in France, with the inmates on the death rows in America. She prayed, God, give us all a second chance. Precious jewel, I see you running on the mountainside. I hear you praying in the rain. And when the sun comes shining on the ocean tide, precious jewel, I'll see you once again. I remember well when last I saw you, Mary. Your body brown and healthy, glowing strong.
There was love light in your eyes, and you were shining. It's not easy to believe that you are gone. And those you've left on earth will go on giving, though the fact that you were taken seems so cruel. Thank you for the ways you touched our living. Goodbye, we're gonna miss you, precious jewel, precious jewel. I see you running on the mountainside. I hear you praying in the rain. And when the sun comes shining on the ocean tide, precious jewel, I'll see you once again. Got the words of the chorus? Let's go with it. Precious jewel, I see you running on the mountainside. I hear you praying in the rain. And when the sun comes shining on the ocean tide, precious jewel, I'll see you once again. Precious jewel, I'll see you once again. The song I just learned recently from an album by Holly Near called Sky Dances. For some reason I associate this song has come connected with this one I just sang, and so I'd like to sing it. I don't know it perfectly yet, but it's just a wonderful natural image song. Very different. It's written by, the words are by a Native American man whose name I don't know, and the tune was done by a Puerto Rican. Kind of an interesting combination. Sky dances, willows dance like women, dance like snakes. Willows dance before the mirror. Fish dance in the mirror, turtles dance, oaks dance like bears, clouds sing like sky bears, pines dance. They are stars. Storm has come here to kill the grubs, kill worms. Seeds dance, water dances. It is proud sky horses. The corn will grow and dance with us. Lances of storms are with us. New seeds grow, new things ride this way. Before the mirror, fish dance in the mirror, turtles dance, oaks dance like bears, clouds sing like sky bears, pines dance, they are stars.
There was another song that I forgot about here too, which I'd like to sing for you. I'm not sure I know all the words. Okay, I'll read the little. It's always nice to have it in the book because I get these little captions in there, and then I can just take this be my intro. It's called. It says vegetarianism may be coming more into vogue, but the basis of the vegetarian lifestyle is rarely discussed publicly. Now the merchants of meat are mounting an advertising campaign against us. It's sort of, you know, real food for real people. Vegetarian cuisine. Unreal food for unreal people. You got a little energy for a couple more songs here?
Oh, yeah.
I like to do one. This is another song by Reuben Blades, who I've am coming to like a lot. Got some real upfront, open stuff. It's a song called "The Letter." It's a song that he wrote in response to a friend of his who was dying of AIDS. And I'd like to sing that song for you now. I'm going to do it after the guitar part is too hard. You know. I heard the word on the street from people we never liked. They told me that you were sick. And they think you're gonna die. And although I was surprised, I didn't act sorry then. 'Cause you've lived the kind of life that feels good right through the end. How lucky those fools could be to have friends like you and me. I went to my home and sat and waited for tears to come. Then suddenly I changed my mind, got up and played my favorite song. I wanted to show the world that death could not take my heart. We could still celebrate all the good things that we had. Nothing could stand between two good friends like you and me. Didn't sleep that evening. I stayed up till the morning, thinking how things we take for granted can go wrong. I wish you would have told me. Instead of finding out from strangers, I never was ashamed to be your pal. So I'll visit you when I can and bring you the things you want. And if the day when you leave I'm not around to say goodbye, remember to take my love. Remember the laugh we had, and how lucky two fools could be to be friends like you and me. How lucky two men could be to be friends like you and me. How lucky two men could be to be friends like you and me. Thank you.
Back when I was very young, you know I was a curious boy. One day my daddy caught me alone. He said, son, you know that ain't no toy. But you keep playing with yourself, you'll never learn the social rules. My son's gonna be a football hero, not one of the city fools. And now it's homophobia in the locker room and at the gym. And now it's homophobia. Yes, it keeps me touching my friends. I don't remember who told me exactly or when I first heard. I could tell by the tone in the voice the meaning of the word. Women teachers who lived alone, well, everybody knew were weird. Some strange man giving me a ride was something my mama always feared. And now it's homophobia in the locker room and at the gym. And now it's homophobia. Yes, it keeps me from touching my friends. Okay, you don't have to be afraid to sing. So it's only going to come around one more time, the chorus, so get in there, okay? Best way to get rid of it is to sing about it, is what I would say. First I learned it was evil, then I got liberated, learned it was sick. Now I see things differently, but that early training won't quit. Sometimes it feels just like a wall, sometimes a river in me that froze. Though I can't really touch it, you know it keeps me from getting too close. And now it's homophobia in the locker room and at the gym. And now it's homophobia, and it keeps me from touching one more time. It's homophobia in the locker room and at the gym. And it's homophobia, yes, it keeps me from touching my friends. Well, it keeps
by request, it was several people in the village who said this was a perfect song for Mike. I don't know Mike that well, but I'll give it a shot. This is a song based on an incident that happened to me in first grade, which I never forgot. A window on my life provided me with a warm life. Got a sing-along chorus that we evoked the names of three of my favorite women in the world, Gay Ann Martin, Vicki Ann Mason, Carol Ann Robinson. I haven't found a way to work my Gay Ann Fran today. And if you'd sing those names with me, that'd be good. Okay. We'll sing them like this.
Gay Ann Martin, Vicki Ann Mason, Carol Ann Robinson. I was a young lad, 6 years old, in the first grade class, doing as I'd been told by my father, who had said, if you follow the rules, you'll make a good name at Jefferson School. Mary Smith was the teacher, and I liked her a lot. She liked me too. And sometimes I even got to do her a favor, like erase the board. But even more than Mary, I adore Gay Ann Martin, Vicki Ann Mason, Carol Ann Robinson. There was some kind of magic in these three young girls, with their pleated little skirts and their long brown curls, and the way they colored pictures so bold and free that must have touched something deep inside of me. Because one day I wrote my name, like Mrs. Schmidt said, in the upper right corner of my paper. But instead of Raymond Benton McKeever, I signed Ray Ann McKeever, and it looked just fine. Gay and Martin, Vicky and Mason, Carol and Robinson. The next day, Mary gave our papers back. She announced what I had done, and everybody laughed. And I felt so bad that I could have cried, but I swallowed my tears, and a part of me died. Well, all this happened 39 years ago. Mary Schmidt is gone. God rest her soul, and please keep these women just as bold and free as the Ray Ann McKeever still living in me. Gay Ann Martin, Vicky Ann Mason, Carol Ann Robinson. Gay Ann Martin, Vicky Ann Mason, Carol Ann Robinson.
Well, let's see. I know what the song I'm going to close with. Let's do one of my church songs, and then I'll do the last one. This is a song called Open the Door. We haven't done Open the Door. Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open the door. See all the people. Everyone welcome. Everyone on the floor. Open the door. My beautiful. I don't know how to get there. I got to sing. If you want to sing.
All the people, everyone welcome, everyone equal. Open the door, see the people. We are the women, we are the men, we are the stranger, we are the friend, we are the walking, we are the lame, we are the different, we are the same.
You gotta do this part.
Four. One, two, three, four!
Here is the church, here is the steeple, open the door, see all the people, everyone welcome, everyone equal, open the door, see the people.
We are the dark skin, we are the light, we are the sunshine, we are the night, we are the blind and we are the sight. We are the eagle, we are the fly.
Four. Here is the church, yeah. Here is the steeple, open the door. We are the people, everyone welcome, everyone equal. Open the door, see the people.
We are the young, and we are the old. We are the meek, and we are the bold. We are the sinner. We are the saints. We are what we are. We are what we ain't.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the door. See all the people. Everyone welcome. Everyone equal. Open the door. See the people.
All right. Well, I hate. hate labels. If you label anything, even a man sometimes. Well, I mean, a man's okay, but if it's a label, it's no good, right? Okay, you know what I'm talking about. You two women, right? Well, whatever. Well, I don't know how to discuss it too much. But one of the labels that I really hate is the label straight. It's an awful label. It just sounds yuck. I'm not straight. I'm flexible, I'm bendable, all the rest of that stuff, you know. So please don't call me straight anymore. I will say that it would fit according to stereotypical things because I am straight in the sense that I'm my sexual preference. But if you're going to insist on labeling me by my sexual preference, I'm having a hard time getting this out. Call me glad, okay? Better I call glad than straight, all right? It makes me feel better, for one thing, okay? Secondly, when I'm with my gay friends, then I can say, you're gay, I'm glad. We are the glad, we are the gay. We are what we do and we are what we say. We are the single, we are the wed. We are the table. We are the bed. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the door. See all the people. Everyone welcome. Everyone equal. Open the door. See the people. And we are creation. We are the blood. We are the body. We are the blood. We are the gospel. We are the law. We are the wonder, we are the all. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here is the church, here is the steeple. Open the door, see all the people. Everyone welcome, everyone equal. Open the door, see the people. Yes, we are the altar and we are the street. We are the hands, we are the feet. We are the wealthy. We are the poor, we are the steeple, we are the door. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here is the church, here is the steeple. Open the door, see all the people. Everyone welcome, everyone equal. Open the door, see the people.
Just open the door.
Open the door,
open the door.
Open the door, see the people.
Thanks a lot for having me at the Village. It's been a really rich time for me personally. I've communicated that to kind of some of you, but even though I am kind of burned out on fullness, it's been great. It's been great, and I hope to return home renewed. Whatever, I know it. But I've been thinking about home the last few days, so I'd like to end with this song. Let you know that you're not glad to be here. Well, I've always had this notion that I could be away, and as long as I was sure that I would see you again someday, I wouldn't have to miss you while I was gone. Thinking it over, I'd like to be back home. There's a whole lot of good people I've been meeting out on the road, sharing with me all that they've got, helping to ease my load. But still I'm missing you when the day is done.
thinking it over, I'd like to be back home. I'd like to be back home to tend my garden, watch the seeds I've planted break the ground. I'd like to sleep in my own bed with your head next to mine, arms around each other like a honeysuckle vine. Once again I'm doing exactly what I want to do, sitting up here with my guitar, letting my love come through, but still I'm missing you while I sing my song. Thinking it over, I'd like to be back home. Thinking it over, I'd like to be back home. Thank you, because there's always a perfect place for doing things too, isn't there?